taken under advisement was $10,389. And that was a variance from the minimum lot width and lot size requirement for partials.
Got a lot of holes in it. I really didn't see where it met the standards for granting a variance because you got two mobile structures on there. You've got enough road frontage. It just wouldn't be as clean.
About three lots instead of four.
Mm-hmm.
Two lots instead of three, I guess.
No, three instead of four.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. Why he couldn't have, you got four lots here.
Well,
he can make them three to be.
His claim was to make it cleaner, but.
Right.
You know, it's already a mess. I don't know. The only benefit I see is just to gain an additional lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still have the issue as it's cut, proposed, that you still have a variance issue.
Mm-hmm.
Or a setback, side setback issue, so.
On one adjoining lot.
I don't see where he's met the standards for granting a variance.
I agree with John. I think it's, he can change that up, make three lots, all that. Instead of doing it that way, maybe going to sell a lot.
It's going to be hard to sell a lot less than, you know, 0.53 plus or minus less than a half an acre because there's not much you're going to put on it. And that way you could share it and give the other three people, you know, a little more also.
Well, it wouldn't,
in there with it, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't need any of the variances.
Wouldn't need any variances if you'd done away with this fourth one. No, you wouldn't even need these other three variances to start with.
It would need one frontage lot variance, right?
No. He could still make the frontage. He can make the setback, and he can make all the lot size.
We got 63 feet, right, on lot four. So we got 108. Let's see. Now you got 150, though, right? Now you make it on two, you're right, Jeff.
You can't make it with three.
Right. You can make it with two, but I mean, he can make those lots, you know, bigger than he would need it. Yeah. Trying to take that fourth one. There's nothing you can put on that lot.
Yeah, I think his argument to make it clean isn't.
You still don't have.
It's not a good argument, I think.
No, I understand what he's doing. I appreciate that. But you do better out of it, given that three people and cramming one poor fellow right there in the corner. He doesn't have anything. No, I can't. Yeah, I think it'd be better to make three good. If you can make it clean, make three lots.
It almost looks like they cut they kind of sealed their own fate when they cut that little half-acre lot the way they did, you know, by leaving it the place they did. They made it almost impossible to subdivide the rest of it without 150 foot of road frontage, and I'm not sure they ought to benefit from having created that in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is really created by the, would you say here on that, but they went and meet that standard on it with, by that little, did you call it dog leg, or what do you call it, pizza cutter lot he made. Yeah, I don't think he done himself a favor.
No.
Somebody's going to come up short on that end, and I'd hate to see that.
It appears that they just developed as they pleased. To have, you know, this one parcel had three dwellings on it at one time.
Had actually four, right?
Well, after the subdivision for the house,
right,
left three dwellings. They were removing the one.
Oh, that's right. They removed the one, but actually they had four at one time, just on three out of the four parcels.
May have, yeah.
Yeah. So then they're going to have three. That one little.
Probably just have one dwelling on one parcel at one time.
That's true. Yeah, I think they could, you know, I mean, I can appreciate and understand what they clean up, but I think they should go a little bit further, make three instead of four, not jam somebody up with nothing. Anyway, Mr. McCabe, how's your...
Not in favor.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Not.
He's not in favor. Mr. Hudson? And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, well, it seems to have to be the consensus of the board, and there's really no further discussion that all the members pretty well feel the... that it's out of character and that it could be developed differently or cut differently. So being no further discussion, I will, Chair will entertain a motion on case number 10,389.
Mr. Chairman, because it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance, I make a motion we deny case number 10,389.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, but a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,389 because it does not meet the standards for granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay, the next case was taken under advisement. It's case number 10,390, which is a continuation, I do believe, of this one.
As with the previous case, Mr. Chairman, I suggest we incorporate all that previous discussion. And again, I don't see where it meets the standards for granting a variance. Make a motion to deny case number 10,390.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson. That 1A, that we incorporate the testimony from case number 10,389 and also the reason that this case be denied because it also does not meet the standards for the granting of a variance. So all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case number 10,390 is denied.